Wondering what's next in your business or personal life? Welcome to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, a podcast dedicated to helping you with all of life's challenges, discoveries, and opportunities. Whether you're seeking a new career, retirement, or simply wanting to make an impact in your community or the world, join Jen Duplessis and her guests as they explore how to start, what to do when you're in the thick of a change or growth, and how to leave a mark in this world after breaking through your next achievement. You are moments away from the aha you've been seeking.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Success to Significance. I'm your host, Jen Duplessis. I want to just first say that if you are listening to us today, and I'm sure you are because you're listening, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to spend learning and growing and hearing about other people's challenges and what they've overcome, as well as helping you get better in what you want in your life. So again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. If you've been listening for a while, thank you for your patronage. I sure appreciate it. Today's guest is Pat Bellone. I hopefully got that right, Bellone, and Dr. Pat Bellone. And she is, I'm going to say, health expert. She's a doctor, she's a chiropractor, she's a lifestyle medicine coach. There's a lot of things that she does, and she's an author also as well. And the name of her book is Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired? I love it. And I love that you added the fat in there because we always say we're sick and tired, but there's always an element of that. So I'd love to invite you and welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, you know, I get a lot of flack sometimes about that title, but it's always from people who are on the little pudgier side that seem to have an issue with the word fat. But all fat indicates is that's inflammation, really. And we can start, that would be like a whole another podcast.
Right, all by itself. Well, I want to read something else about you just so that everyone can get some content about this, because we're not, some people would be listening and go, well, I'm skinny and I'm not tired, so I think I'm done listening to the show. Nope, that's not the case. We want to make sure that we have everyone stick around because it's really about being stronger than medicine, which I know is a program of yours. I know that you help professionals and entrepreneurs make better decisions, have more balance in their lives, which is a word I don't like, but we'll talk about it. More balance in their lives with superior nutrition and related, just all kinds of wellness and health initiatives. So I'm going to get started with, gosh, it's been 2 years now that we've been in this pandemic, right? And a lot of people gained weight. I'm glad, not that people gained weight. I'm really fortunate and blessed because when we started January of 2020, my husband and I converted to plant-based. Mm-hmm. And thank God we did, because then we could have been one of those statistics, but we weren't. So that's good. But you know, now we're 2 years into this and people are still at home. People are still working in front of their computers all day long. I can tell you that my eyes hurt a lot. It's not just your physical health, but what's happening with your eyes as well. And you know, your neck and all that good stuff. And I know that's important to you as a chiropractor. But what are some things that we need to be looking at? I'm just going to dive right in. What are some things that we need to be doing as this continues to extend? I feel like I'm at the brink of something's got to give. Something's got to change because the routine I have put in place during this is now boring me, right? I need more. Part of that's winter. It's cold. But what are some suggestions that you can give people to get us reset, restarted as we start this third year of the pandemic?
Throw your TV out. Yeah. Would be my, I don't own a TV. I haven't had a TV for years. But the point is that people get so, the way that they, the ads are, the volume on TVs are so addictive that all of a sudden you think, oh, I'm just going to flash on and get the news, because you should always know what both sides are saying. And when you do that, you get stuck. And all of a sudden it's an hour later. Yeah. And so one of the things is like, stop watching TV and watch where like you're getting news at. And if it doesn't seem to fit, like it doesn't make sense, because you have to ask yourself, right, is right side equaling the left side? Not just for me, but completely. Then, you know, it's just like, what do I need to look into so I get better information? Because there is better information out there. And
that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting that you went to TV, because that's the least of my concerns.
I know.
Right. But maybe it isn't for others. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a great tool to watch your favorite movies on.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
give you peace of mind. Because if you look at the three brains and how the three brains work, you have the brain that, you know, is constantly being triggered by watching TV is the survival brain is the brain that I call the lizard brain.
Right, the lizard
brain. It's the one that you want to protect you when a deer runs out in front of your car. You want to be able to slam on the brakes or be able to stop that. And so when the lizard brain is like going full force, it stops you from being the best person that you can be. It tells you that you can't do it. That why do you think you're not worthy of that? It works at your self-esteem and about things and messages that you've had from childhood. And it's automatic and it happens all the time. The thing is that when you are in your mammalian brain is talking to you, you're tying in emotions with events. So like, that's why, like, for instance, in a movie like Love Actually, it starts out with all these people being happy. Here's the tie-in to people who they love that are at the checkpoint, Heathrow Airport, I think is where it's shot at. And so when you see that, it automatically makes you feel better. And when you're doing things or visualizing things that automatically feel better, your body functions better mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that happens automatically too. But you have control of what you're watching or not watching, or how what's being fed to the mammalian brain. And then you have the conscious brain, which is when I'm up right now, I'm in my conscious brain. And that's when you like first get up and you want to talk to the mammalian brain and give it a brand new picture of for the day, like, I am healthy, I am active, I'm a vital, active, successful human being. On this day, I do and give, love, and serve to these people who are your clients or whoever they are. It starts it off on a really positive note. And if you end it on that same kind of note at the end of the day, then it's easier to wake up being feeling happier, healthier, more vibrant. You've got better habits mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So the three rings come into play quite a lot when I say TV, because you have to be very mindful about what you're feeding your mammalian brain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting about TV. So let's talk about the computer, because to me, that's more of an issue than TV. I mean, for me personally. So I'm sure there's half the people that are listening going, you know, TV, I don't care about, but what about being on the computer, being, you know, in front of it all day? It seems that whether we're having meetings on here, we're doing podcasts like you and I are doing. I mean, heck, I was in COVID 8 years ago when I started my podcast, right? I was already doing all these things. So, you know, I think that where I see the, I call it Zoomism, right? A Zoomism or zombieism of Zoom is that, you know, people are now saying, I'm so sick of being on Zoom calls. I know I've changed. Mm-hmm. I've done some of my coaching saying, you know what, I'm going to switch my coaching up this year. We're not always on a Zoom call. We need to be on a phone call so I can walk around the house. I can stand on my vibration plate. Mm-hmm. I can go for a walk and coach you. So talk to us about that. What are some things that we can be doing to, because I feel like that creates lizard brain for me, right?
Okay.
Being on my computer. So what can we do?
But the TV and the computer, like if you don't have a TV and you get all your news from the computer.
I don't get news. I don't watch news.
So that we have a lot in common.
Yeah. I don't watch news.
but there's a reason for it. So if you're in front of your computer, you have to, there's devices that you can use. Like I, for instance, since we're on air, I've been wearing this device called a Q-Link since 1996, 95. And the reason why I wear it is because it is a device, they use it in the men's, the PGA, to help with focus. So if you're going to be in front of it, then you want those electromagnetic waves that are coming from your computer and you want to defer them. And that will help you do that when you have devices like that around your house. So there's like plugins you can put in the wall that disperse energy, or they're power savers. Some people call them that. You know, a wearable device, the Q-Link is a really great device to wear. And you can also have them on the back of your, you can't really see this so well, they have blur, but I have one on my telephone also, you know, so, and that's device, you know, you can get the Q-Link, make some, they're cute little buttons that you can put on your telephone. So that's a really important thing also that you can do, and also take breaks. Actually get up. It's like, I've got a half hour. How far can I walk in a half hour? You can at least walk a mile. Go out and get fresh air so that your body, and move your body. And the five pillars of health that I teach that proper diet and nutrition, proper exercise, proper sleep patterns, and then positive mental attitude and positive mindset, and a proper posture, which relates to the biomechanics and your nervous system functioning at as close to 100% as possible. Yeah. And you can control those five elements and five by doing specific things in each one of those pillars.
Well, and I think it's important for people just to take action, you know, to have, I mean, like for me, I have a timer every 50 minutes for me to get up. It's a big thing for me. Last night, I put myself on timeout because my husband said, "What are you doing?" I go, "I'm on timeout right now." I was so ingrained in looking at, you know, putting a presentation together that I said, "Oh, I need a timeout. I'm so deep in it." And I came back and I finished it and lickety split. But I think you have to take the action to put those things in place because we do get so involved in our daily activities that we don't take the action. So I want to go back just a little bit further back. So, you know, you're a chiropractor and I know lots of chiropractors, but why are you speaking about this? What perpetuated you to go out into the world and speak about this beyond being a chiropractor?
I retired in 1996. I retired for quite a while and I moved from Cape Cod up to Boston. Mm-hmm. And I was walking around and one thing that became really relevant to me is it when I was walking around, because I'm an observer, I'm very visual. As a chiropractor, you're trained to be visual and most people are. So I would walk around and if I saw somebody that didn't look okay, they kind of like way out there, not street people, but people in suits, I would stop and say, "Can I ask you a question?" Yeah. And they would say, I go, "Are you feeling okay?" And they go, "Actually, no." I mean, people would tell me stuff all the time that they normally wouldn't tell other people, right? And so one of the things is I did that perpetually, and it really bothered me that people were like having the effects of toxins in their environment, you know, whether it was the air that they breathe, the water they drink, the chemicals they use in their house to clean it, or the gardening supplies that they have. They had exposure to those 24/7 in their environment, and those were being absorbed into their body and they were being deposited in blood, brain, bone, and fat. And when your body has that and it gets overwhelmed, that's where toxins go. It does, they don't leave your body anymore and they go to your weakest link. So that was my one observation. The second thing in regards to that was that I read an article. This is what got me totally out of being out of retirement. It was that 212 known dangerous chemicals, when tested for them, those chemicals in the blood of Americans, all of them were there in some level, shape or form for whoever they tested. Mm-hmm. And I thought like, God, that's crazy. And there's that statistic that by 2030, 50% of the population is going to have a chronic illness or disease. It just doesn't happen. You have to have an accumulation of things happening to you, like these toxins and in our thoughts and, you know, other pieces of create the inflammation in our bodies.
Yeah.
So when I got hit that, I decided to come back out and said I had to do something. That's when I wrote my book, started looking at getting research for it. Why are you sick, fat, and tired? Because you know if you're tired and you know whether or not when you're looking in a mirror, basically that you're fat or how your clothes are actually fitting you, even though they're still fitting, they're sometimes they're snug, but you don't know if you're sick. And that takes a time, a segment of time, because there's no process that doesn't require time. It takes a bit of time in order for that to manifest. So yeah. I decided in order for me to live my life and to, I couldn't ignore it anymore. Because I wanted to help people have superior health.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. I think that all of those things are super important. And I, again, I feel that as Americans, we're just so busy chasing the dream, right? That we fail to take care of our bodies, or even a lot of times we just consume food without even the thought behind it, right? It's just consumption, consumption, consumption.
Right.
So for, I know one of the things that you do is help influencers and executives really think about their nutrition. So I want to talk just briefly about nutrition and what you feel is the best. We have a lot of people on TV saying it's a keto diet, it's a plant-based diet, it's a blood type diet, right? It's all these Nutrisystem, like all of it, you know, all these types of diets where it's, you know, I feel like it's just an adjustment in the way of that you live. But more than just what food, because you can't say that on our podcast here because everybody's a little different, but more than just what the food is, it's the timing on consumption of it. I know that I have sat here all day and not eaten, right? And my nutritionist that I have said, "Well, you're starving yourself to death." And I said, "But I'm not hungry." "No, but you're starving yourself. You need to make sure you're eating enough calories every day." So what are some things that we could be doing as we're busy and we start walking into our office, so to speak, you know, in our homes or at the office to ensure that we have the proper nutrition with us and the right timing to maintain our health throughout the day?
So One of the things is it's not about calories, number one. And number two, it's about fats, proteins, and carbohydrates and how you pair fats, proteins, and carbohydrates into a meal. Like, for instance, you could have a hard-boiled egg, three olives, and which would be the fat, the egg would be the protein, and you could have a tomato, and that would be a complete protein. That would be a complete unit for you at that moment, and you would get better utilization. You would feel better, think better, move better, and you would be able to make those better decisions because you're eating superior nutrition because of the huge gut-brain axis. So I don't advocate for women who are premenopausal, or actually many of them, because all your food that you eat affects you hormonally. And keto diets affect women more so than men hormonally. So it's like, before I tell somebody like, hey, you're a good candidate for a keto, you know, it's not always, there's a lot of work that goes into that.
Right.
And in summation about that, what's going on with that person? That's why I don't guess, I test.
Yeah.
And in my first test, I want to see where the weakest link is in your organ systems so that I can funnel focus on that particular organ and how it relates to, especially for women, from the stomach to your all your female type of questions, you know, whether you're premenopausal, in the middle, or menopausal. There's chemistry that still happens. And when you look at foods that's all hormonal, then you choose your food wisely. So if you're working at a computer, you can prep, go like, okay, I'm going to be on a computer. You can do an appropriate shake that has the amount of protein, fats, and carbohydrates in it. You know, it's 21 protein, you know, units. I need to get net for me when I teach this is will come out to being like three protein units. You have to have three protein or fat units and three carbohydrate units also in order to make that work. So if you're going to do a shake, it's easy. You just like, you know, you have to be able to read labels. And you have to know what the ingredients are, because when you're ingesting on an ingredient list, if you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't eat it. And as a tidbit there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but when you're putting stuff together and you're working, you want to eat as clean as possible, you know, and you want to make choices that of foods that you like. So you can do it. You just have to pick the right food. Like, I was in Maryland this last summer and I was in a Safeway. I know where you live, that there's one downtown also. But in the Safeway, I was standing there, I had two pieces of broccoli in my hand. One was organic and one was inorganic. And this woman asked me, because she said, you look so deep in thought. Are you thinking about that broccoli?
Right.
And I said, well, actually, I'm thinking the broccoli is like dating. And she said, with a puzzled look on her face, and she goes, do tell. And I said, well, the organic broccoli is the broccoli that nurtures you. So people who do a lot of plant-based, you have to look, what is it that really makes me feel good? You know, like after I eat, I'm not tired an hour and a half later. I don't feel like I need to go take a nap. What is it that I can put in my body? So I said to her, here's the organic broccoli. It's the guy who takes you out, makes sure he water walks and feeds you, gives you a nice comfy house, wants you to eat good foods all the time and get all your sleep. That's the organic broccoli. The inorganic broccoli is the guy that takes you out. You go party, you go dance, you stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you've got to get up at 6 o'clock to go to work and be there by 8.
Right.
And I said, you're exhausted. Those relationships are always damaging mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And the broccoli feeds that. Food is medicine. You're either feeding a disease or you're working against it. So it's picking your foods. And like, and especially if you've got a lot of stuff going on, you want to be able to go get stuff that you can put your hands on. Like, you know, I need nuts. Okay. So I can have three nuts. That's a fat. So I can have three nuts, an egg, and I can have a tomato, just an odd combination, or a cup of blueberries.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because every morning I create a bowl that sits in my refrigerator so that when I'm ready to have something to eat, I go get the bowl, right? And it has a couple of tomatoes in it. It has some almonds in it. You know, it has those types of things in it. And, you know, it just helps me be able to not go pick whatever I want just to grab this bowl. I want to ask you, what is the best thing that anyone can do? And this is not for women. I want this to be for both men and women. But for what is the best food or something that someone can do during the day to when they feel that they're kind of sagging down into, you know, not being able to make decisions. I've been at it all day and I've started to drop down. How can I reboost my thoughts? Not my energy necessarily, but just my cognitive thinking. What is the best thing to give to our bodies for cognitive thinking?
Brain food. So, because when you want to have cognitive thinking, you want to keep your blood glucose levels balanced throughout the whole day. Mm-hmm. So in eating like specific foods, like for that, you could take blueberries and you could take a cup of blueberries. You could take, put a little bit of organic whipped cream or organic cream just over the top of it. Just have the blueberries. But the blueberries are a carbohydrate. You want to equate that also to having the fat and also the protein with that. So if you can take the, because most dairy has protein component to it and a carbohydrate component. So if you had a half a cup of low-fat yogurt, organic low-fat yogurt, and a cup of blueberries, you'd be golden.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just like, and you can eat that. And that's like a really great snack. And it suffices so that it brings your blood glucose levels back up. And that's what's really important, what people, when they get that loopy kind of feeling, I'm dizzy all of a sudden. You know, the other thing is that after you eat lunch, if you just take 20, 30 minutes just to lay down, listen to a high level of binaural beats over 538, you know, because 538 is the frequency of love. It's the frequency of classical music. And just take 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes just to close your eyes. Don't have to go to sleep. Just close your eyes, listen to music and be more concentric, you know, or take 15 minutes and listen to it. Go out and walk 10 and come back.
Yeah. Well, and get outside. Yeah, getting outside is good because we have the same vibration as Earth. And that's why everyone says, get out, take a walk outside, right? And get yourself recalibrated. Okay, so I'm listening to you and, you know, someone else, you know, that's listening is going, oh my God, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of work. You know, I have to do this and I have to do that. Then I got to take a 15 minute break. Then I have to nap and I'm just going to work. What do you say to them? How do you create new habits?
You either, Mother Nature always wins. You know, I said this last night, you know, I go, you need your health for everything. And if you don't have your health, you're not going to work. I was at a women's conference, mindset conference for business in 2019 in October. I wanted to go to a retreat. I haven't been to a retreat in such a long time. So I was really excited to be about like-minded women who are in business, who like just love life. I was so shocked sitting there on the first day. And you know how they have, like when you have those conferences, you share. And then somebody gets on a mic and they share their experience on the mic. What's your takeaway from your group? That kind of stuff. I will tell you, out of probably 15 people that talked that first day, 8 of them had cancer in the last year. And they either had to close their businesses down, they were restarting, and they became a burden on their family and themselves because they never took care of themselves.
Yeah.
So you either pay now or you pay later. You know, it's just like, and if you pay later, it's not pretty.
Yeah, there's two things to that too. You know, I have a call and I'm sure everybody's heard this before, but you know, we tend to sacrifice our health to create wealth. And then later we sacrifice our wealth to maintain our health. And, you know, I think that's key. There was another doctor that I was on a summit with recently. He's a doctor. He helps men. He only helps men, which I think is really cool. Cause I just think the whole, I only help women. I'm like, just help everybody. But he said, we don't have a health crisis. We have a disease crisis. He said, we wait for the disease to manifest and then we worry about our health rather than preventing health, you know, health issues. So, you know, like you said, you're going to pay now or you pay later. And I love that you say that, you know, Mother Nature's going to win. So, you know, so you can make that decision. I don't feel like taking the nap. I don't feel like eating the right thing. I'll take a cookie or I'll take some chocolate instead of going and grabbing those blueberries. You can make that choice. I mean, these are all choices that you make.
You know, I know a woman who has 5 kids and she has 2 kids left at home and this is her second marriage. And so her mother-in-law came. And her mother-in-law she was diagnosed with bilateral bacterial pneumonia. And 5 days later, when she got out of the hospital, which she shouldn't have even traveled, she got on a plane and infected their whole house.
Oh,
and I said to her, I go, you have to put the yellow mask on yourself first.
Yeah.
And you've got to stop the cycle. And the only way you're going to stop the cycle is if you truly quarantine and let somebody get really healthy in that environment and then go in and spit and span clean that room. Because the virus germs don't live forever. But bacterial stuff, you know, if you have mold or mildew around your house, then that can affect your direct health. It can weaken your immune system. So if something comes along, then you get it. And you're thinking, well, how did that happen? Like, how does that work? And, you know, all you have to do is breathe it in, you know, airborne.
Yeah.
Just like virus, bacteria, that type of stuff.
All of it. I know. And we're experiencing it everywhere. So let's talk about Be Stronger Than Medicine as we end our time here today. You know, I know that you have an online course called Be Stronger Than Medicine. So what is the intent of being stronger than medicine?
Well, a lot of people do not know where their bottom baseline is at. They don't know going back to basics even means, let alone where it is. So what the course does is the course explains mindset, because I'm heavy on mindset, because if you can change your mindset, you know, that positive mental attitude plus positive mindset plus your wellness initiatives, you can be successful in everything. It doesn't just apply to your health. It applies to your business. It applies to anything that you want to do in your life, relationships, that whole thing. So when I teach the five pillars of health, I teach individually, like, this is the first pillar of health. Here's the basics about it. Here's where, like, you know where you are. Here's where it stands. Here's the exercise. Like, I hate exercise. Why do I have to go exercise anyway? Because if you don't move, you're going to die. Yeah. And so that whole portion of that gets pieced out. And the next piece is sleep. I am a sleep expert. I've talked on many sleep summits. I have given biohacking your sleep courses with people and parlayed with them. When I start talking about sleep, we could spend a whole webinar. Like, we could spend this whole time together just on that. But the positive mental attitude, I spend time about talking about, who are the toxic people in your life? And maybe, like, you know, how do you put that arm's distance? Because you can't get rid of your family. And so, but you can choose how much time you spend and, like, what your boundaries are, like, in creating those nice boundaries. And then having that proper posture and having the strength. And, like, how do you, what are things you can do that relate to all of them? Like, one thing is to hydrate. Drink 50% of your body weight in ounces every day. Put lemon in it so it helps your stomach digest your food better. And it helps. It's a blood purifier, that lemon. So it's just a really, really good thing. So I tell people where to go in that class and to identify their issue. The cool part of that class is on the third week of the 4-week course. And the third week of that course, I give a questionnaire that tells you how well you're detoxifying your environment. And it gives you a number. That number tells me if you're a good detoxifier. And it also lets you know how you're handling the toxins in your environment. And I also give another questionnaire that parlays with that. That's called the HQ gut. So it's a health questionnaire to tell the health snapshot of the gut, because you cannot keep on eating something and damaging your gut lining and having that food seep out in the blood to go over to your liver, and the liver not being able to handle those toxins and then storing it in blood, brain, bone, fat. Mm-hmm. So if you know what that is, you can know exactly where to start. Like, where am I at? Where do I have to spend my time and my energy and my money at? And I'll show you exactly, this is what to do first. This is what to do second. This is what to do third at this point in time, so that you can have the breakthroughs that you need. And you can have a healthy, strong immune system every day. Because the question in health is not, you know, that usually health is defined as being the absence of, like, or your organs functioning 100% of the time. And who says that it is not the absence of disease or infirmities? So you can have something brewing that doesn't manifest yet.
Yeah.
You know, so it's important to be able to identify that and to look at how is that affecting the immune system and where is that problem and what can I do about it now, not like 5 months from now. So you don't have those crises that the good doctor, that the summit that you're on, that we talk about all the time. Who wants to wait till they're in crisis? Sometimes it's too late then.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Yeah, I totally get it. I love that. Thank you very much. So do you have a gift for our listeners? Something that they can get from you, a PDF, something to read, a piece of your book? What do you have that you could offer to us that they could grab a copy of?
I have How to Wake Up Productive or More Productive.
Awesome.
You know, in 5 easy steps.
Okay.
And that little article just gives you a parameter, like, set your intention for the day. Do your positive mental mindset shift for the day, you know, and just wake up productive and have 5 easy steps. So
that's awesome.
More productive is good for you.
Yeah, we'll make sure that we have a link for that in the notes and those types of things. So, well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I always leave with, you know, just one final thought, one tip, one suggestion, one mantra, one quote that you'd like to leave our listeners with so that it compels them to take some action.
Don't forget your health.
Okay. Yeah.
You need it for everything.
We need it for everything. I'm telling you, we need it for everything.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, I know it. I mean, I know it because I'm almost 60 now. And, you know, just sprained my ankle almost a month ago. You know, it used to be that, oh, I sprained my ankle, it'll be okay in a, you know, a couple days, mm-hmm. couple weeks. Now it's a month, right? It's just taking longer to heal. And I'm preoccupied with it every single day. And that's exactly it, is we're fine until our health tells us, no, we're not. We're not okay. And now everything else gets put on the back burner. So make the choice to put all those things on the back burner now and bring your health to the front burner. So you don't have to be out of control.
For sure. And you need to go see a chiropractor who can handle.
I already have one. I know that you do.
You told me before.
I already have one.
You know, but, and then consider when you're doing something with your ankle, just as my gift to you, is I would look up J-wrapping, because the J-wrapping will stabilize your ankle. So you're not going to, so you don't have a, or I use a foot drop type of tape also with the kinesio tape.
Yeah.
But the J-wrap is a great, great tape that helps you stabilize your ankle so that it can have an opportunity to heal. But
I know he used it when I fell skiing and cracked 3 ribs.
Oh, geez.
right. So I'm always, time. It's not like, and I haven't broken anything in my life, but I bend everything. Mm-hmm. I bend everything. Well, again, Pat, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. And I just want to again say to everyone who's listening, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And be sure to check our show notes. Make sure that you're touching base with Pat and learning what she's all about. Perhaps grab her book as well. What is it called again? I just shut down the thing. It's called How. Why are you
sick, fat, and tired?
Why are you?
It's not am I sick, fat, and tired?
Yeah, it's why are you? Yeah, why are you sick, fat, and tired? Right. Pick up the book. There's a Kindle available as well, so you can pick that up. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you so much for listening. And be sure to write us a great review and give us a 5-star rating. We'd love to have that. And we'll catch you next time.
Me too.
Success to Significance.
You've been listening to Success to Significance with Jen Duplessis, the number one podcast for people wanting to give more value and make an impact. Loved this episode? Be sure to subscribe right now at www.jenduplessis.com/S2S for more stories, strategies, and thoughts to help you gain significance and success. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Join us next week for another breakthrough episode. Thank you for listening.